And we're going to step away from last night's debate to ask, what's going on in Iraq? Relations between the U.S. and the Iraqi government are fraying right now. There are threats from the U.S. to close the embassy in Baghdad after a series of attacks targeting the American presence in that country. Washington blames the attacks, including one that killed Iraqi civilians on Monday, on Iranian-backed militia groups and is threatening to close its embassy in Baghdad, one of the largest American diplomatic missions in the world. NPR's Jane Arraf is following this story from Amman, Jordan. Jane, you know, with all the other news, listeners might be thinking, Iraq, I thought that was over. What's going on there now?
Yeah, that's the thing about Iraq. It's never over. So there have been attacks on the U.S. embassy, attacks on Iraqi convoys that are moving U.S. military equipment, attacks on the airport, including one that fell short and landed on a house, killing women and children. So a lot of attacks that not just the U.S., but other countries say have been increasing, not just in frequency, but in sophistication.
Well, and who is carrying them out that we know? Is it armed groups backed by Iran?
Iran denies it, and unusually Iran-backed militias that want the U.S. to leave and would normally be delighted at this have condemned a lot of those attacks. They're not very popular, but the attacks that keep killing Iraqi civilians, for instance, when they're aiming at U.S. and other targets. Iran has informed the Iraqis that it has no connection with the factions carrying out the attacks, but those waters are really muddy, because while Iran does back and fund and control a lot of the major militias, it also has ties with some of the smaller militias, but not all of those militias are under anyone's control, really. The U.S., though, is convinced that Iran is behind it, and Iraq is concerned as well. The Iraqi foreign minister recently went to Tehran to basically tell the Iranians that Iraq cannot afford this, that they can't have a proxy war between the U.S. and Iran going on in Iraq.
Yeah. So the threat from the Trump administration to close the U.S. embassy there, how real is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. The foreign minister, Fawad Hussein, held a press conference today after meeting ambassadors, and he referred to it as an initial decision by the U.S., one presumably that could be reversed in his mind if Iraq fulfills the conditions set by the U.S. and other countries. American officials themselves, U.S. officials, aren't talking, but it's clear that this is a very real threat, because today, for instance, the U.S. ambassador and 24 other ambassadors and heads of diplomatic missions got together to meet with the prime minister to discuss the issue. That doesn't happen unless something is very real.
Well, and how is the Iraqi government, how is, you know, the prime minister that we know responding to this?
So they're deeply, deeply concerned, because it wouldn't just be the loss of the U.S. embassy and everything that entails, the programs that are run out of here, the connections that Iraq actually values, aside from the military connections. It would lead to a lot of other embassies probably closing down if the U.S. feels that it's no longer safe to be in Baghdad. In fact, the prime minister's spokesman told reporters that if the U.S. embassy closes, it would be disastrous. Let's just listen to a bit of that.
الحكومة ملتزمة أفق مواثيق الدولية معاهدات فيينا بتأمين.
That's spokesman Ahmed Mullah Talal, and he's saying that if the U.S. pulled out, it would leave Iraq as diplomatically isolated as it was in the days of Saddam Hussein. And in those days, there was no U.S. embassy. A lot of countries didn't have representation there. The foreign minister is also saying that it would be disastrous. And even more than that, he says those who think that closing the American embassy would be a victory, those Iran-backed groups and other Iraqis, he says they're actually delusional, that it would be a disaster for the country.
You know, Jane, something you just said pierced my heart, that this might put us back where we were when Saddam Hussein was leader of Iraq. And we know, you know, the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003 based on faulty intelligence, that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He did not, that he was a friend, a supporter of Osama bin Laden. They were bitter enemies. And all that was lost, 5,000 American troops died there, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi soldiers and civilians. So, you know, we know President Trump wants to disentangle America from all conflicts in the Middle East, but what do you see there?
So it wasn't that long ago, actually just a few weeks ago, that the U.S. announced that it was pulling out about 2,000 troops from Iraq. But this will have a very different effect if it actually happens, because not only will it remove a lot of the influence that the U.S. had, it will actually open the door further for Iran to come in. At the moment, Iraq is not an entirely stable place. It has a dysfunctional government. It has militias running wild in some places. And it has a new government that's trying very hard to address all of this. And when they wanted help from the United States, what they feel they're getting is a threat that could plunge it back into that dark period.
Jane Arraf and Aman Jordan speaking of Iraq. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.